Welcome back to Kill Meat and Friends. Okay, we know the debt ceiling was not going to be slamming into in the next few weeks. Will we have that deadline kicked out to the middle of May? We know we're going to be talking about sequester, and we know we were just talking about raising taxes leading up to the holidays, and the Senate and House had to come back to vote on it. What does this mean to the business community? What does it mean for the business down your block or the one you work with or work for? Joining us now is a man who knows. He is Gene Marks, columnist, author, and small business owner. You got about 10 people working for you at a consulting firm. You write for the Times, the Post, the Huffington Post. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Brian, how are you doing?
So what do we know now? What do you know now that will help or hurt your business as we begin four more years of President Obama?
Well, you know, I just wrote in Inc. magazine just this past week about how, as a business owner, Brian, and when I speak to other business owners, particularly the clients that I work for as well, there's a lot more certainty right now among the small business community than there was 4 years ago. There's a lot of dissatisfaction and a lot of frustration with the growth of the economy and a lot of the president's policies, but we've learned a lot about the president over the past 4 years and what he can accomplish and what he can't accomplish. And we don't expect there to be too much accomplished between now and the next general election, you know, in 2 years from now.
Well,
so, and I don't know if how you feel about that. I mean, look at the president's record right now. It's quite clear that he's really not going to come to any agreement, any substantial agreement with Congress the way it is right now to do anything as far as sequesters are concerned or any more significant tax increases. We know that health care reform is coming. I mean, it's law. The Supreme Court has ruled on it.
So that'll affect you guys. Are you getting an idea of what's in it?
Yeah, but Brian, but you know, as a business person, I'm not saying we think it's a good thing, and you know, nothing in any business, you know, as long as we know, we just don't like surprises. So on January 1st, we know that the law is taking effect. We know that if we've got more than 50 full-time employees, we have to provide coverage or pay the penalties. But we know that for certain right now, and we can make plans around that, and a lot of business people are doing that. I'm not saying that we're happy about it, but at least we know that for sure. And when we look at what's going on in Congress right now, even with the fiscal debate, we just can see we've seen how the president acts and how he, you know, negotiates. He doesn't compromise. And if he's not going to compromise, nobody that I talk to in the small business community is expecting any large-scale reform of taxes or fiscal, you know, spending. So we know for a fact that while the Republicans still control the House for the next 2 years, we're just not going to see anything huge coming out of Washington. So we can operate our businesses based on that assumption.
And in that way, so you will not hire people because you expect health care costs to rise. You will not hire people perhaps because you expect moderate to very slow growth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce just came out with a survey, which I'm reporting in my Times column on Monday, that 64% of small businesses plan to keep the same number of employees in 2013 that they had in 2012, and I'm one of them. So we're not happy with the situation. We're not happy with the fact that the economy is growing so slowly. But when you look back 4 years ago, when the president took office, we didn't know what kind of a president he was going to be. Excuse me. And we didn't know what kind of policies he was going to have, what changes were coming, and there was a lot of uncertainty. We all heard about uncertainty, uncertainty, uncertainty. Now, as a small business owner, there really is a whole lot less uncertainty than there was 4 years ago. We know what kind of a guy we have in the White House, and we know he's not going to get much done economically, which is why I think in his inauguration speech he's turning and focusing on more social programs, because he knows from an economic standpoint he's not going to be able to really accomplish much.
You know, Republicans seem to be pushing more for to get their state tax down low, especially Republican governors, and push it more to consumption. Maybe up the amount there, but give people more of their own money to spend.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, really, Brian, how much money are we talking about? I mean, you know, are we talking any significant amounts from a state tax standpoint? It's, you know, it's relatively small compared to what the federal tax bite is. So, you know, we don't expect that to really have a big impact, at least on my business. I just know that for the next 2 years, you know, the economy will be growing very slowly.
Having a budget, Gene, and having both sides agree on a budget, will that help?
It depends on what they agree on, right? So if they agree on significant cuts to reduce our deficits and that impacts certain industries, that's going to really be, you know, really be impactful on some small businesses. But I'll tell you what will help any small business owner, any business Brian, is just knowing what's coming down the pike. We don't like surprises.
All right.
So there is a budget agreement.
Gotcha. Gene Marks, thanks so much. Read his stuff in the Times, Forbes, and Huffington Post.